Another day in the life. Yes, I mean, you too are facing another day in your life. And this audio boo is going to be a sharing of my life today, in case you would be interested in being curious and have some interest, prurient or whatever kind of interest, in what another human being is doing. I tell you why, because I myself find it fascinating to know what other people are doing. Now, it isn't about the information. It's something about, for me, it's something about the glorious discovery of what humans are actually like. You know, this is so obvious, I suppose. I'm a human, you're a human. But I'm a certain kind of human, and I only really know one kind of human well, and you could say I don't even know myself all that well. But there's another human, and it's you. And if I can find out what you're up to, I'm continuously saying to myself, I wonder, what would I do if I was in that situation? Or, God, I've never done that before. I might try that. So the story, the actual story of what we did or what we're doing is draws us, sucks us, grabs us. Now, a day in the life. Got up, got out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Then I went upstairs and had a dream. Now I'm deliberately, you know, falsifying my singing voice, which is a deep, deep baritone, you know. No, but in all seriousness, the Beatles got it right. That song, A Day in the Life, is one of the most enduring songs in their repertoire. It will be there forever, you know, and we know that. Okay, so is She Loves You. But actually, She Loves You will not endure as long as A Day in the Life, in my opinion. Why? Because the story of being human is absolutely captivating. Okay, now at this stage, my daughter would be tearing her hair out and saying, get on with the story, get on with the story, Dad. So I'm going to, with due acknowledgement to Omani Dot, with whom I have been making story in the car on way to school run. So we did two more episodes of The Pony Story. And where am I going now? What's the next step in today's journey? Well, I have to drive back through the rain, pouring rain on both sides of the car, and even some of it's hitting the windscreen in front. And I have to occasionally put on the windscreen wipers, and I won't carry on in this mindful way dwelling upon the experience of experiencing the rain in the front of the car, but mindfulness is on my mind, and Jacqueline Carley in particular and the group of people that I am engaged with, I'm a community of people in the United States are on my mind. You know, they're not all in the United States. They're people who are deliberately developing themselves, growing through life by adopting new habits. And it's the beginning of the month of May. So on my mind is the hashtag 12ER. Again, it's there in my mind. And while we're talking hashtags, I'm driving the car thinking of another hashtag, another community called SobCon. Yeah, and, you know, it's not a sob story for ex-convicts. It's actually something extraordinary, and it's gathering, and they're gathering today, and I have to restrain myself from allowing the gathering in Chicago from hooking my life. But I am planning around tuning in tomorrow, Friday, to the live streaming of SobCon from Chicago. So I must tie down the details of how to get to that later on. Okay, this is all prelude to reaching Cafe Beva, where I will start at 10 o'clock with a face-to-face meeting with Orla Lenihan, and we will discuss accounts. We will discuss accounts and ways in which I can be helped. And I am a bit of a hard one to help, or meaning that I desperately need help. Yeah, I basically want help with doing the business administration side of my business. I just want to get on with making money, and I want someone else to, you know, get it for me from the clients, and I want somebody else to, you know, count it, and somebody else to basically even put it in the bank, you know. And I prefer somebody to spend it for me too, because to be honest, I'm only interested in work. I am a complete, if this didn't have negative connotations, I would say I'm a workaholic. I'm somebody who works at everything. I'm working at driving this car, and I'm working at imagining the rest of my day. And right now, 01C27444 Mercedes in front of me is in my sight. So I'm working at now. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it, because I love the idea of having a conversation with somebody to see if we can reach an agreement or, you know, a plan. And there's no certainty that today is in the lap of the gods, if you like. We will explore whether there is a fit between Orla and myself. And I hope there is. I sense there is, but, you know, you never know until you know. So that's there. I then have a lot of time. We'll say it's from 12 to 2, 2 hours. And that is really shipping time. That's shipping time. That's time when I actually need to perform some actions which will result in somebody getting value. I have to deliver value to somebody so that they will feel that their business has moved on to the next step. Right? That things are moving on. And that Paul O'Mahony has done some, has contributed value, and that Paul O'Mahony, as a consequence, deserves to get some spondulix. Absolutely. So I will be... Now, you see, I'm very much a kind of a marketing person, you would say. My business model is about... it's about 55% marketing, 45% marketing, 35% delivery. Now we get into that being, what's that, about 80%, is it? 35 and 45. Yeah, that's about 80%. So I got 20% left, right? I spend about 10% of my time inventing new businesses. You know, inventing them, imagining them, and giving them away as ideas. But I do actually regard it as an essential part of my working set of golf clubs, that I spend about 10% of my time inventing. And the remainder is spent accounting. It's a business accounting. So I spend, I suppose, between 5 and 10%. In fact, to be truthful, it's more close to 5. And I need to work hard to get it up to 5 on business admin. Yeah. So that's all the stuff to do with, you know, sending out the bills, keeping the receipts, logging the mileage, passing the taxes back to pay for the hospitals. I have to pay for the hospitals. I have to pay for the roads. Unfortunately, I have to pay for pensions for some people that are, in my opinion, way, way out of line with what I can afford. But I won't do a rant about that right now. But, you know, essentially, I've got to do business administration. So that's what I'm going to do. Because the other thing is that by the time we get to Hoppus 2 today, then I got to pick another child up. I got 2 girls to have in the house this afternoon. And then I have to get ready in my head. I've got to do some domestic work. I've got to clean the house so that it's nice and tidy by the time my wife comes back. Otherwise, you know, you get a grumpy wife. But also, I have to look up the recipe books for Eggs Benedict. So if any of you have some drop-dead gorgeous recipes for Eggs Benedict, I've got a Eggs Benedict aficionado, one of my brothers, coming to the house tomorrow morning. And I need to be able to at least put up a show. But it'll be Eggs Benedict and black pudding. Yes, I'm a strong believer in the value of black pudding. So I have been foolish enough to talk myself into offering them eggs Benedict with black pudding. I mean, you can take the good quality coffee for granted, and the croissants as well. I should be able to pick those up. But I'm actually, I'm a bit more worried now about where I'm going to get the top class black pudding. Good question. Any suggestions on where I can get the best black pudding in the world in Cork today? Anyway, look, enough about me. What do you think of me? I'm going under the River Lee. Look, please, let's hear your day. It's an awful lot more interesting than my day. To you, I'm sure it is. Lots of love. Bye.